Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Davis and Emmer this morning.
That's right. Good morning, Bob. Another Saturday morning, and we're joined this morning by our good friend Tom Lyons, and he's brought with him James Finley, the director of the Veterans Employment Program at Positively Minnesota. Hopefully I've hit that right. Tom? Hey,
Jim Finley, Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Wow.
And this is the man that's going to find jobs for all of our returning veterans.
Excellent. And what I did was I actually went to the title and the, I don't know if it's a department within the department, but Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about the department?
Thanks very much. Department of Employment and Economic Development is the state's primary economic and workforce development agency. We are partners in the workforce centers, which are located across the state. There's 49 of them. Specifically related to veterans programs, we have 32 veterans employment reps that work out of those workforce centers. And we're all veterans. Most of us are disabled veterans. And that's all we do is help veterans find jobs.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since 1977.
Wow. Wow, but it's taken on a whole new meaning with this current generation of soldiers that are coming back, and they different types of disabilities, different types of challenges. We also know more about the challenges that folks endure. What are you dealing with right now, and where are you placing the soldiers that we have returning?
You know, it's a variety of skills that they come back with. Department of Defense spends about $20 billion a year training soldiers. Many of the MOSs, or military occupational skills, if they were to do the same work in the civilian world, would require a certificate or a license. So these are highly skilled, highly trained individuals, men and women. We place them in a variety of businesses and a variety of jobs. Their primary strengths are especially those that have spent some time in the military, are the teamwork, the leadership, the ability to get through tough situations, bring a job to its final solution. Yeah, exactly.
Specifically in disciplines, what are we talking about? I know that paramedics, communications experts, things of that nature, don't they have to do some additional training as well? Like, for example, you know, the nurses have to get state licenses and things of that nature.
They do. And it's confusing because different states have different regulations. And there has been some attempt recently to identify some primary occupations where there could be some kind of a national certification identified and worked on. So when these soldiers come out of the service, sailors, airmen, Marines, there would be a national certification they could take to any state that they worked in. Paramedics is one of those things. The fact of the matter is the toughest piece of training with medics, or with paramedics rather, is the trauma care. And service members who have spent time overseas dealing with wounded service members have that already down. They're used to that. They're very good at that. And so the goal is to limit or minimize the amount of time they have to spend in a classroom to learn things like geriatrics or pediatrics, or kind of some of the things that they're not exposed to when they're working as medics.
You know what, Jim? I got to tell you that I think the discipline, Bob, the area of discipline, rather, is important. But what I've seen, I didn't have the opportunity to serve, but I have a lot of friends who have. What they come back from the experience, it's the discipline, it's organization, it's logistics, it's follow through. Granted, soldiers, men and women, are human beings like anybody else, and they have the same strengths and weaknesses. But the training that you're talking about, Jim,
right,
you find these qualities in this group, this potential workforce, probably it's more predominant than you get from people that don't have the experience.
And you mean like people at Occupy?
Well, what I'm talking about is people that are coming out of college that are competing sometimes in the same areas. They don't have that type of experience.
It's a real world experience.
It really is.
But I want to talk a little bit more about, so people who are listening might have jobs, know what you're talking about. What are the largest groups of MOS disciplines?
The Minnesota has an infantry division, 34th Infantry Division, so a large majority of soldiers, and there are no active duty military posts in Minnesota, the large majority are infantry soldiers. But again, they've got transferable skills. The training and the discipline, Society for Human Resource Management did a poll summer before last, and one of the things that their member companies reported, over 95% reported that their teamwork and their leadership skills are comparable to none. One of the things that we hear from employers now is that non-veterans have problems with some of the teamwork things. They want to work through problems via email or text messaging. And soldiers are used to getting together, talking
right.
about things face-to-face, solving a problem. That's right.
When there's a definite discipline for that, too. They don't just do that. They're taught to do that a certain way.
Right.
So after something happens, they sit down and talk about the pros and the cons of what everybody did and so forth, right?
After-action briefings.
Yeah, that's what they call them.
There's a lot of that training that people...
Well, we don't do that in radio, do we?
Well, no, I got to tell you, just from experience, my training was in a courtroom. Right. And you have to be able to communicate with people that are in an adversarial position or from a different perspective. It's the same thing on the battlefield. You have to take in all different and, in fact, competing ideas in order to reach a solution that works for the team. That's what you're talking about. They bring that to the actual business world, to
That's
the workforce.
Right. That's right. And regardless of whether they may have their own ideas on this, they come together with a common solution and solve the problem.
That's right. So tell us, how many soldiers are you working with in Minnesota, and how does somebody access what you have to offer?
Well, I'll start with the easy one first, and that's positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. That's the website for Department of Employment and Economic Development. There is three easy steps for employers to recruit veterans, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But we're trying to drive businesses to that site. We're trying to drive veterans to that site. There's about 1,500 websites out there to help veterans find jobs. And they tell us that's a little like drinking from a fire hose. So the goal was to distill this down to one common point, positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. Soldiers or Marines, airmen, sailors that are looking for jobs are the first step would be to go to that site. There are instructions and information on a product called My Military GPS Life Plan, which is a goal setting tool. They say if you don't know where you're going, you don't know when you get there. So this is a way to identify job goals and financial goals and some other things that will help service members in their search for work. There are opportunities for veterans to identify themselves as such when they post their resume on positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. There are opportunities for employers to identify themselves as veteran-friendly, and employers can scan those resumes of soldiers that are out there, and Marines, sailors, airmen. I don't want to leave anybody out.
Right.
That are looking for jobs. And then also, we get a lot of veterans that will come into the workforce centers and ask, do you have military-friendly employers? Do you have employers out there who are looking for us who kind of get this?
Are there military-friendly employers? In other words, are there military-unfriendly employers?
You know, nobody's going to admit they're military-unfriendly, and I don't believe there probably are. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is a network in Minnesota. In fact, a lot of this started in Minnesota under General Shelato in Chaplain John Morris, and they got this Yellow Ribbon process going. They have developed reintegration processes. When Tom and I got out of the service several years ago, there was no reintegration.
Just a few years ago.
There was no reintegration. Everybody came back by themselves, and you were kind of left to your own, and that doesn't happen now. When soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines come back, there's opportunities for them to get together. In fact, we just had a group of Minnesota service providers down at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, when the Red Bulls came back. And the goal is to make these folks, our goal anyway, a deed, is to make them competitive in the job market. As a matter of fact, we also sent a team forward to Kuwait to do exactly that, work with soldiers while they were still in country. So when they get back here, they're ready to hit the ground running and not just starting to begin the process when they get back.
Now, you talk about all these different websites. There are also some disreputable. Is that true? Because I've heard rumors that there are these things that say we'll help you get jobs, and they're not.
There are.
What do you recommend to the military family or the soldier coming back that just make sure that they stay, you know, in working with services that they know are, let's just say kosher in terms of, you know, what you're offering, and it's not going to be some ripoff deal.
Sure. Again, positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. There are a lot of them out there. There are a number of them that are for profit. There are some schools out there that are for profit, and soldiers are prime targets. And it's kind of a buyer beware situation, but there's help out there. Minnesota State College and University System has a higher education veterans program. They are 12 people located in the different regions around the state who are experts, not only on education, but also on GI Bill benefits. They can tell the difference between Chapter 31 and Chapter 33 and some of these very, very complicated decisions that need to be made before somebody enters school. In fact, they're recognized as national experts. Those folks in the higher education vets program get calls from all over the country.
Tom Lyons, you got some more information that you can quick give. We're running up against the end of our time. Why don't you throw that out there?
We do, Tom. I'm sure everybody on your show has heard now about Minnesota Military Radio, Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., but we're going to start a new segment this week, and it's going to go as long as there's veterans that need to be hired. From my understanding, from the Minnesota National Guard, the governor's office everywhere, positivelyminnesota.com/veterans is the landing page. That's the page where everyone should go. And as you said, Bob, if our veterans go to a site and ask for some money or something, don't go there. Go to positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. But we're going to start a segment every week where we highlight a veteran and refer people to that. And this week's veteran is a specialist, Shane Kaplan of Minneapolis. Shane just returned from his first tour in Iraq and Kuwait as a medic with the Minnesota National Guard. He was the first line of care for 13 soldiers on his convoy security team. He's also a nationally registered emergency medical technician and is currently pursuing an associate's degree in paramedicine. Shane and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on their next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To learn more, visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans.
Great stuff, Tom.
And Dom, you're right. When they go to war, they get an accelerated learning. They learn discipline. They learn how to do the mission. Pretty easy to come back and show up every day and give an employer 8 hours of hard work.
We've already invested in them, Tom. We can get a bigger return on the investment. And really appreciate your being here, Tom Lyons and Jim Finley from the Department of Economic and Employee Development. DEED is what we always called
there
it when I was over there.
There you go.
Thanks for what you're doing for Positively Minnesota and for the returning soldiers.